May 14th, 1978, I'm at the Mimsland Hotel to interview Edward D. Freeland, former superintendent of Shenandoah National Park. I'll repeat the date. I hope it's right. It is May 14th, isn't it?
I've been so rushed recently.
Yeah. May 14th, 1978, the Mimsland Hotel. Well, Dixon, what I really need is what you think was important. And if you have something that you've already thought of that you think was most important during your period in charge here, then I'd like to hear about that. And then I could have some questions later.
All right. You realize, of course, that we came here right at the beginning of the war. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we arrived on January the 1st, 1942.
Just about 3 weeks after Pearl Harbor.
Right. And we were here from that time on till October 1950. And during those war years, maintenance and protection was quite difficult because of our lack of personnel. People, lots of people from our organization went into the various military services. And in addition to that, we had to give up a portion of our warehouse because the Smithsonian, because of fear of bombing, came out and used the whole main floor of our warehouse at headquarters.
Did you know what was really there?
Yes.
I've heard so much about this, but no one has ever whispered to me what actually was there. Was it paintings?
Well, there was the first automobile that was ever made was there. The Old Glory, the original Old Glory was there. I believe it's now, I'm not sure whether it's at the Smithsonian or at the Library of Congress, yeah, where it's displayed. I'm not sure about that. But we had to consolidate our warehouse, and an elevator was put in order to take our stuff upstairs. And then they had a full-time guard on the in the warehouse, and the humidity had to be controlled, and we worked out a system whereby that could be done. And they stayed on there all through the war until it was open all over, and then moved back. They had numerous cases of various types. I think there was flower samples, flower specimens, and material that had been collected over a long period of years, archaeological remains.
Oh, yeah. Just totally irreplaceable.
Early man.
Things that were totally irreplaceable.
That's right.
They were gone. They were gone forever.
That's right. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And then we were helped out. Soon after the war started, we were helped out by a camp of conscientious objectors. Now, all we
CCC
had...
CCC was all gone?
Oh, yes, CCC, it was completely folded up.
You still had one camp or two camps when you arrived, or
one
maybe
camp.
Four?
We
two moved out in January, didn't they?
That's right.
Just almost immediately after.
Yeah, well, the boys had all gone. The foreman and the camp superintendents, some of them had left. But there was a small contingent of working foremen, technicians.
ECW.
So to speak. Yeah, right.
Still on ECW.
And it was these people who could not be separated without finding a place for them, if at all possible, because they were political appointees, you see, just as most of them were during that period.
And they were the people that helped them to recondition the house.
That's exactly it.